When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Once again, your song of the day from 1978, Prove It All Night by Bruce Springsteen, 464-56851 is bad, 10 is good, text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. Sip, of course, is... If you're wondering, Sip, if you're tuning in, Sip has gone because he's got food poisoning. He was in Wichita this past weekend, and he said, texted us at 1:15 a.m. saying, I can't make it in, I've got bad food poisoning, so... I'll try to make it on Tuesday, but that's why Sip is not here today. It's just me and Bill.
It's exhausting. It's exhausting. Knew some of the words, not really. Doesn't do anything for me. It's a 4.4.
Are you out on Springsteen in general? Or no?
I go back and forth. Old Springsteen, still a fan. Yeah, but I go back and forth on Springsteen. But like I said, the E Street Band, there's sometimes when Clarence Clemens plays is just so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. I'm not out on that. But that song does nothing for me. I'd change it probably almost every time.
You said a 4.5?
4.44. Doesn't grab me at all. Doesn't do anything for me. Bella's just getting, she won't have a score. I'm going to say that, I'm going to say Ben's kind of right there with me. That's going to be below five. He's below five.
I think he's a 3.2. 3.2.
Yeah. What do you got for us, Ben? Right there.
5.7.
Okay. 5.7. Yeah. Ben's got a great looking hat on right there. Looks really good with that. So that doesn't grab me. Doesn't do much for me. It's not a personal attack on Springsteen. It's just the song just is a no for me.
Okay.
I think Sip would be somewhere in the fives. I think five to six.
I think he likes that song.
Does he?
Yeah. We've talked about Springsteen.
I could
in the
be
past.
Off on that then.
I think he put it in the 6.5 to 7 range. Mm. Not like elite score.
Gotcha.
Not a 9, but higher than your 4.44.
I was expecting a little more juice out of you on a Monday.
Yeah. Well.
Not really. That felt like your last round yesterday. that was like we were in the pistol.
That was the 300 par round.
300 par. Mm. Yeah. But last nine holes, even. Mm. Yeah.
That's exactly what that was.
Even.
It felt like.
Ugh. Yes.
Some ratings here from the text line. John in Southeast Lincoln, 8.5. Sandmaster in KC, 7.1.
Okay.
Bill and Bennett, 4.3. Now we're coming down a little bit. Rod in South Lincoln says, hope Sip feels better. That's a 6. Love the boss. Great effort. 9.8.
Wow.
Unnamed texture there.
9.8. Would never went there, but thank you. But I appreciate people's different taste.
Officer McLeod, 6.43 on that one. Kyle and Hooper, 1. Epic fail. So now we're coming down. Ryan in California, 1.2. Didn't like that one at all. Mike and Dalton, 3.5. We're coming down. Ryan in Delaware, 2 out of 10. Pretty bad, he says. Pretty bad from Ryan in Delaware. IQ Crew, 7.6. Corey in Lincoln, a 5. That's high for him.
That is high for Corey. Okay.
Bird in Columbus gave it a 1. We already gave Bird a shout-out.
We already gave Bird a shout-out.
Yep.
Thank you,
just
Bird.
Just a 1 from Bird. Yes. So he's in your category there on that one. Sanderson says, I've never heard that song. 6.
Yeah, I've heard it, and I said I knew some of the words, but it wasn't iconic by any stretch, so... And Sanderson turned us on to something that was just incredible. He found that very unique under the radar donut place. he brought us donuts on Friday. Lamar's Donuts. If you ever heard of it before here in Lincoln,
it's a surprise.
But thank you, Sanderson,
must be
for
new,
that.
Right, must be
he
a new place.
Brought me in a maple, which is incredible.
Kiffin in Columbus, 2.2. Isaac says an 8. We're all over the place. Twin Bing says best concert ever. 9.45 for the boss.
How about that? All right, the boss.
Scott and Bancroft, your friend, 4.4. 4.4, so same score as you, actually.
Yeah, same thing. Thank you.
Scooter and Roca, 9.1. Lucas in North Dakota, 2.3 on that one. Kevin, 8.2. Blake, 2.2. East Lincoln West, 4.3. So a lot of scores out there today. Thank you.
A lot of scores.
For all your scores today. And Ben gave it a 5.7 and a Bill a 4.4. I'm guessing Sip would be in about the
sixes, you think?
Five to seven range there.
I'll buy into that.
It is time for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, Mondays are usually football facts. Monday, is that right?
We're going with football again. Have a little something here for you. So camp's getting started right now. So this is time right now where, if they're week zero, I imagine Nebraska starting probably about Wednesday-ish. And so camps are rolling. NFL camps are, everyone's going right now. So it's fun to watch on the NFL Network. So this is all about camp. This is all about camp starting. And the version of it, I have a couple different versions of camp I'm going to hit on this week.
Okay.
But this one is about practice.
It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. We sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice. Well, Coach, I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Practice, which is one of my favorite takes
such a good
ever.
Quote.
But man, how you practice, it is so, so important to be able to get this done. And this is the dilemma I want to walk people through with college football and NFL. Especially, I mean, with both phases of football, is you have to put hands on people in football. You have to have physical strain and human resistance. That's the number one way you get better, especially up front in the O-line, D-line, to be able to get those things done. It is such a big thing to how you practice, and it's how you galvanize and how you make your team. Now, here's the issue, okay? In Major League Baseball, you can go out and have a game experience, and it's just like Game 7 of a World Series. They can go out and play it in a preseason game. The Marlins can be playing the Reds. Say, let's play it like Game 7. Okay, sounds good. No big deal to anybody. NBA, what do? They scrimmage. They go up and down the court. You hear about the legendary scrimmages within practice. How about, do you think there's any time, probably daily, what will go on with John Cook? They'll scrimmage. It'll be game. Like, imagine when you have those 12 going at it, six on each side. Imagine what that scrimmages are like during camp as they start right now. All these sports that can get all these things done, MLB, like I said, like that basketball, volleyball, all these sports. Rugby's different, but in football, you can't do it that way. So, but they want you on Saturdays to play at the highest level, but you don't get to practice at the highest level enough. You don't have enough of those things. Because if you had a player get hurt, if Tominaga hurt his shoulder in a scrimmage, would you say much?
I probably would.
You probably would? Most people wouldn't say much. You'd be going, they were scrimmaging. That's what they do. These scrimmage in basketball, you go up and down the court.
If it was a long injury, then that would be upset.
But you'd be upset. No, not saying you're upset. You'd understand.
I understand. Yeah.
What they do. Yeah. They scrimmage. Baseball goes at it. They have their normal pitching. Someone's throwing 100 miles an hour it's not like, hey, listen, we're going to practice some baseball, throw it about 74 across the middle. That's not what they're doing.
No.
But you have to have human resistance. So it's such a strain for a coaching staff and everyone else to, how do you simulate this?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So we talk about tackling. I love the you can roll these donuts. They have all these different ways to tackle now without actually tackling somebody. But the problem is, in the game, there's human resistance in the tackle. The donut doesn't. It's made out of foam. And so when you hit it, it gives. The other part of it doesn't happen that way. So it's so hard for the coaches to figure out, okay, how physical will we be? How many live reps do we have? I said this before in the show, and it drove me completely nuts, where I just wanted to throw hands. We'd be in the staff room. This is every staff room I've been in for 34 years. And someone would say, what are we going to do for live work? Get some live work done. And someone will say, well, Don't want to get anybody hurt. Well, yeah, no kidding. Yeah, no kidding. Who's sitting
what
here says who's sitting here saying like, oh, if someone gets hurt, they get, you know, no, that's not the case. But at some point in time, you have to be able to, especially up front, you have to feel human resistance when you're blocking or the D line or taking on blocks, all those things. And then, but then there's the fine line of like Charlie McBride always said, you only have so many train wrecks in you. And so there's also some things that can be buffoonery where you can do things the wrong way also. But they're expecting Nebraska fans, Georgia fans, Alabama fans, they're expecting a great product, right?
They are.
When they go full speed against the other team, full speed. But then when you go say, how many reps did you get at full speed compared to how many scrimmage time was there in basketball? How much in baseball? How much in volleyball? The sports are so different. And so that is where the strain is at. And it's all about, you know, how fast can we practice? How fast can we do things? But those coaches right now, you're straining. You're going like, okay, what can we do? Because at some point in time, you got to put the ball down. You got to say, hey, we're going to put the ball down. We're just going to play. It's first and 10. Go play football. And then all of a sudden, because right now there's been several injuries. There have been several ACLs already in NFL camp. Yes. And I put this in my head last night. I've probably seen 100 live ACL injuries happen right in front of me. I'm going to say 75 of them were non-contact. 75 of them were someone just making a break, putting his foot in the ground, some odd-looking thing that had happened. So things happen. But at the same time, when those happen in certain drills right away, the first comment is what? What were they doing?
Yep.
What were they doing? Yep. And so as a coaching staff, you are in a pickle. I mean, you are such a pickle. And at the same time, I thought I was always, you know, like I said, I was – we used to go through this battle on defense, you know, stay away from the quarterback. You can't get his hand hit, all the stuff. That would happen. Sometimes there would be contact on the quarterback. Everyone's yelling. I get it. I was on a team with Joe Burrow. I didn't want Joe Burrow hit. I saw Joe Burrow get hit a lot. I saw him get hit a lot. I saw fights break out because of him getting hit. But my point is like that is like, again, you can't lose a quarterback. And so that's difficult when you're trying to get even like this year. I don't know if Nebraska's been live with their quarterbacks. I have no idea, and I don't know if they'll be any live in the fall. So their first live action is going to come in the first game.
Right.
Think about that.
That's crazy.
The first time where someone can actually hit you is in a game, and that makes it. What I'm saying is that it makes it tough to get your team ready to go when someone says, "Are you guys game ready?" Well, we've done this. So we've played 20 preseason baseball games. And so we're pretty game ready because our pitching staff, and we saw pitches from opponents at 100 miles an hour.
Yep.
We saw every breaking ball there was. I couldn't imagine how galvanized, but it galvanizes your team on the physicality part of it. All I'm saying is the coaches have a lot going on in their head on how they're going to handle it, what they have to be able to get done. Because I'm not promoting that, hey, no, needs to be old school where it's just, you know, live all the time, and that, well, like I said, you only have so much in your team. This is who you have. You have to be able to get the team to the game.
Yep.
Also, so it's just an interesting dynamic that I don't think everyone understands of how other sports get to prepare at a much higher rate in the game.
We have some response on the text line, 464-5685. Someone says, great take, Bill. I was down at the Chiefs training camp yesterday with my kids. They were getting their hands on each other, a few big hits also.
Yeah, there's going to be time. And that's probably Andy Reid was like, hey, there's going to be some contact. Now, I'm sure if anyone gets within feet of Mahomes,
right,
they're going to lose their mind.
Absolutely. Understandably
so. But there is, it is a, and then also here's the thing. You have to have a plan as a staff. This is what we believe in. And so if it's like, we're going to have this many live contact, we're going to have this many scrimmages, whatever it is, and say, when we do it, we're doing it. And I don't want to hear any other comments. And so I guarantee you that whatever was going on the field with the Chiefs, with Andy Reid, is 100% approved from the top.
Right.
Of this is exactly what we're doing today. And if it's going to be a scrimmage, going to be contact, whatever it is, this is going to happen. Are we crystal clear on that? There was no one walking off afterwards. If someone got banged up and someone palms up to Andy, like, what were you doing?
Yep.
It's like, no, this is what we're doing. This is how we're doing it.
Tater says, in terms of the ACL injuries, how many of those were turf versus grass?
I saw him on turf and grass. I said, so, like I said, the old school turf was horrendous for ACLs. The old AstroTurf.
Why is that?
There was no give to
no
it.
Give.
There was no, it was just, you would, to the point, I'll bring this up to you, which was bizarre. It was so bad at Nebraska that Nebraska, we would water the AstroTurf. They would take...
What?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They would put a irrigation out, and they would water the AstroTurf. So there would be some slippage. It's not so much... So if it grips so tight, that's when ACLs went. Mm. And so I saw a bunch on grass, because that's all we used to practice on was grass when I was first starting. So I saw them on different kinds. And again, I'm not, this isn't a grass turf thing. All I'm telling you is like that the number of times I saw it, and you know it when you see it right away, it's like, oh, that's an ACL. I mean, right. I'm saying I probably missed two or three in my life where I thought it was an ACL and it wasn't. The other one, you just go, nope, that's what it was.
Last one here. Ryan in California is a high school defensive coordinator. He says, Bill, you nailed it. As a DC in high school, I've seen so many more injuries since being cut on the amount of hours we can have physical contact.
I don't have the data in front of me. I've actually seen more injuries just in practice plays.
Yeah.
Than I actually have in a live scrimmage. I've just seen more of that. It's almost like everyone's prepared for it. Here's what's coming. This is the situation. When speeds change, it's a hard deal. But all I say is the coaches have a hard, hard time right now, because it's like we have to be physical. We have to be able to tackle. And then just go through and say, well, how much actual live tackling are you doing? How much is there? It's a hard thing. It's a hard thing to do. I know. You know, when I was at different places like that, Urban was big on, DBs versus wide receiver live tackle every Tuesday, all the way through to the bowl game. Mm-hmm. It was every Tuesday was live tackling. And that was when it came up, it was like, here we go. And the starters were up front. And that's just kind of the way mm-hmm. it was. And so I'm not advocating one way or the other. I'm just saying it is a lot on your plate to figure it out. And the other teams get to go full speed. So when Nebraska volleyball plays their opening match, they are ready, because they just played against probably a team that's way better than them in practice every day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't play well, you'll get embarrassed. Same way you just read about the epic scrimmages with the Bulls and the Lakers and all they would go against each other up and down the court. It was game-like situations. You don't get a lot of game-like in football.
No, you don't.
Especially in college, because there's no preseason game. When the preseason games start, that's real football.
It is.
Now they'll keep starters out of those situations until the very end. But at least you get a chance to watch a couple of your draft choices or your free agents say, go out and play the whole game. Let's watch you play football. You don't get to see that very much in other sports.
That is a Football Facts Monday on Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plays Advisors. Hour 2 is next, an early break in the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.